101.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to Daily Today, the second part. It's 7:31 from our studio. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And it's good to have my twin brother back on the beat.
It's good to be back.
Mr. Sheriff Quadri. As a name, as a title change from Mr. to Balosum Rank.
No. It's yes, still Mr.
Simply Mr. Yeah. Okay, it's good to have. And this is my first since Sankore died. Yeah. I thought his photograph.
Yes. Yes.
I never met him, but I listened to him.
That's it.
And we dedicate today's program, this particular program, to his memory. Once in a while, you have flashes of people like this.
Yeah.
You know, but they never really appreciated until when history is being told much, much later. All of you who are criticizing me, abusing me, maybe it's 20 years after I'm dead. Yeah. Maybe I would have even come back in another form. Mm. If you die as a human being, do you come back as a human being?
What are you asking me now? I'm supposed to know that.
You went to...
I haven't tried.
let us use it as an experiment.
No. I haven't tried. And by the way, I saw a video of a young man who looked like, you know, Benga... What's that his surname again? Benga Adeboye.
Yes.
A young man looked like very much like Benga Adeboye, and he speaks like him. He, you know, has all his mannerisms and... He was saying that he was Benga Adeboye, that he's reincarnated, he has reincarnated and everything and everything. As like, this one's putting himself. How can you know that?
My own spirit was with both spirits. We caught two black people doing what they should not be doing at night. If I were to come back, if he branches in that direction, I say, oh, flip to the right. You go and take your Google Maps. Anyway, it's nice to have you back.
It's good to be back. Lagos, you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Let's start with this very funny, extremely hilarious story. It's on page hilarious and quite unfortunate as
and
well.
Extremely embarrassing.
Embarrassing, yes. Yes. It's on page 10 of the Vanguard newspaper. Or your invasion, Yoruba Nation sponsors promise to end my hunger. Female suspect.
You know, I have my favorite saying, that Otulomanji Yarari.
Mm-hmm. You always say that.
I always say that. Now, the person who started all this apparently is not in the country. I doubt if these people, look at them here, I doubt if they know that the penalty for treason is death. It's death. It could be life imprisonment at the discretion of, but it is death. This is a reflection of the kind of people that we are. Mm. A lot of us act before we think. I'm embarrassed to find that a university lecturer was amongst these people. Now, let's get it clear. There is nothing bad in having an aspiration you want to lead your people to a better life. But that is where your freedom ends. That is where your freedom ends. You can espouse it. You can, but that if it goes further than that, it gradually, and you don't follow the laid down procedure, it gradually becomes treason. Those who had been advocating all this before them, we know, to a large extent, a lot of them want to go on the path of Tumpulo in the Niger Delta. It's a business. And some of my friends, I must confess that I've had friends, especially in the diaspora, who at one time said, yes, Jimmy, we should do this and do that. I said, me, I'm not going anywhere. Let us take it issue by issue. If there is any set of people in Nigeria that have benefited from this country since independence, it's the Yorubas, even though the North have always been in power. If you take a trajectory of the industrial development in law, in this, in that, generally in the arts, music, face it, they are blessed people. The bottom problem, bottom line of their problem is that the older ones never hold out for the younger ones and guide them accordingly. They watch them go astray. And it's a trait, you know, that must be corrected. Otherwise, this shouldn't have happened. This lady who claims... You see, we take all these things. Again, now is the time for us to, when people make certain claims, think deeply. Somebody comes up and says he has a title of Yoruba land. Isn't it anywhere called Yoruba land? The answer is no. What you had before was Ilecha, this one. But you, so if somebody ever comes up and tells you that I have a title, something, something of Yoruba land, I expect elders to stand up immediately and tell him that no, that cannot be. Because Abiola's son, this Odijiri Abiola claims is Abiola's wife. Abiola's son says he doesn't know her.
Oh.
Yes. He says, Abiola's son says that a woman connected with his father would have declared the Southwest Nation. He says, I have never met her and I don't think she told members of the Abiola family because the family members I spoke to are furious about this. This woman, I think, is has an education up to a point. Let us even try. It's a pity. I might have to take 1 whole hour sometime during the week to analyze this. But very quickly, let us even say that for good reason, you wanted to take over the Southwest. Oh, so you think you'll just go to a radio station, have people, with the, and then what did you expect will follow? Who's going to be the president? Who is the CJ? Who is this and who is that? Nothing. You know, you just go and say, you're speaking on behalf. Who gave you the mandate? If the woman sat next to me in a plane from here to Honolulu, I wouldn't even know her. Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to be my Yoruba name. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a joke. It is extremely embarrassing. And apparently, they came fairly well prepared in their own minute manner, in their micro-managed whatever. They got some uniforms. They got a beret. Some of them have berets. Some of them have caps. Some of them... Honestly... Anyway, don't let's go. We will deal with this appropriately, maybe by Saturday. Excuse me. I'm surprised that some of them are being defiant. A 29-year-old phone repairer, Ademola Adeniyi, was defiant, saying he didn't regret his action. Adeniyi said that we all know that nothing is working in Nigeria. Yes, we agree. And he says, and things are hard for everyone. Expect those in government. Okay, yes. We were at the secretariat waiting for a leader to come and address us. Leader waiting for Europe. It's the stupidity of it all that embarrasses me. The Oyo State Commissioner of Police, in case they don't know and you don't know, has reminded everybody that it is treasonable felony and it is nothing less than that. It is nothing less than that. Meanwhile, local security outfit Oluyole, that's their own local Amotekun. You know, they said that they have discovered some hideouts of these agitators. I'm glad that Igboho and Professor what's his name?
This was Akin.
Professor, what's his name now? And the professor,
yeah.
I'm glad that they have quickly washed their hands off it. But they can see the monsters they have created.
That's right. That's right. I was going to say that, actually.
They have seen... In fact, they will be embarrassed and afraid that they will be hoping that none of their people is involved in this because they will know no sleep until the authorities get to the end of this. They will know no sleep. So we all need to be extremely careful. The state government says it is treasonable. The Yoruba Council of Elders has said that the Kupis should be treated, you see, they're already calling them Kupis, they should be treated as invaders. They should treat invaders as Kupis, okay. Chief Bodisho says it's an act of treason. The defiant one says he doesn't regret his actions, and so on and so forth. We are going to have to do a complete study of this. Let us see if Thursday would be glad, and I'll get one or two persons for us to look critically at, because it's a symptom of something. Part of the symptom of what it is, part of the solution to that is domiciled in when you get to race course, you take a bus to Yaba. When you get to Yaba, you don't turn right, you turn left. That is part of where the answer to this will be domiciled. Delusion of grandeur. I saw the woman making this speech. I said to myself, oh my God, what is this? What exactly is this? this also now reflects on the need for us to do a rethink in our society. A veiled reference to what I'm going to discuss at 9. People don't understand, for example, what is trying to be achieved with the Bobrisky phenomenon. The commissioner of police in Lagos, I hear, had approached the governor to say that the security situation with bad behavior is getting so bad that they are not sure they might be able to handle it if it goes out of hand. That is what was reflected. If you read the Vanguard of Saturday, I think, what did he say? They have gangs of robbers who rape men. Young people, robbers who rape men. He was in the Vanguard on Saturday. So when I hear people like you about this publicity stuff, I say you need to look at the larger picture. There is a lot of bad thinking in the land. People have been completely misguided. Apparently, this set of people have taken the Yoruba nation, Igboho and Co. They've been clamoring for. They thought that they could outsmart them and do a better job. This kind of thinking has to be corrected. It has to be. The government has a lot of work because maybe one or two lives were lost. We thank God for that. What if by any bad chance these people had access to explosives and things like that? What do you think would have happened?
Yeah.
So it's the thinking now that we need, the thinking of our people. And therefore, those of us who have this job and people who call in radio, all of us must have a responsibility. We need to change the thinking of our people. This is embarrassing. So okay, so what was expected after the announcement? What was supposed to happen?
I have no idea. It's almost like they were acting Nollywood or something.
I thought so. Even Nollywood was a badly acted movie.
Yeah.
The woman had two flags. She announced.
What was she thinking?
Did she?
Like, what would have happened? So some people would just come from nowhere and say,
we have secured
the place, Abi.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, everybody should come in. Oh, yeah,
so Yoruba land is in Ibadan, in the secretariat of.
Exactly. Agodi. That's where the headquarters of Yoruba land is.
Who put money down for this? For this
very
community?
Funny people.
They had weapons, they had uniforms, they had camo. They had a lecturer.
So that said, I think that much as this is very embarrassing and funny,
yes,
it also underscores the fact that this may just be a tip of the iceberg as to, yes, you know, what could happen.
What happened, yes. It could have been worse than this.
Yeah.
For example, if they had the numbers and if they had more equipment,
yeah,
only God knows what would have happened. So we also need to be careful to make sure that this is not a representation of a wider group.
Mm-hmm.
I expect the authorities to, I expect them to, the DSS will take care of all this. Don't they have a job?
Yeah.
Because this won't be restricted to Yoruba land too, you know. Mm-hmm. And we pick up these things. That's why, you know, I don't know whether I started my programs here or was the other station when I said that. The way we now call them former activists, or no, what do we call them? And with this Tompolo and agitators. Sometimes the way you look at these things, you are laying a bad precedent. That's what has given birth to these other ones. Mm. You know, there was a time, I think some group or two got some contract from Jonathan in Lagos, and everybody seems to believe that if you agitate well enough, you'll be settled, quote.
Because we reward bad behavior.
We reward bad behavior. You get Boko Haram people, you say you reform them and put them in the army. Somebody was found at the barracks. Sometimes last week, a woman's lifeless body was found at the barracks. Serious. Oh, yeah.
Let's move on. Let's go to business and economy page. Another interesting story here for today of the Vanguard newspaper, page 20. More pressures on pockets as food inflation rises to 40%.
Please, a dilemma. And I mean it. Now, I'm not an economist. I never pretend to be what I'm not. I did English. But I want somebody to explain to me how, incidentally, the exchange rate is going down and becoming more manageable. But 2 weeks down the line, it hasn't reflected in the cost of things. The things I need explanation for is how is this going down? A gentleman who ran for governorship one time in Lagos, Gbadamosi, he claims that the government has been dipping his hands in the foreign reserves to fund the dollar market. Is it true? Otherwise, where are the inflows coming from that has pushed? And the rate keeps going down. I called to ask for a rate. Ah, it's good to have your shoulder back. I called to ask for a rate at 5:30.
Okay.
By the time I was going to do the transfer, it had gone down further.
Oh.
Yes. So it's racing down. What is responsible for this? I need a clear explanation before we start rejoicing. And then why is it not? Because it says here, more pressure on pockets at food inflation rises to 40%. High electricity tariff to drive further rise, say analysts. You know, and Nasima, of course, says it is bad for business. And it also they also say that small businesses to lose capital base. So we're in a dilemma that I cannot provide any solution to. We need the experts to come in here to explain to us what exactly is going on, what are or will be the consequences, and how do we guard against something that doesn't look too good that is coming. It's not a matter of doom or whatever, but if you're perceptive and you see these things, your common sense should tell you that you better be careful. You know, my common sense probably is telling me to mop up all the little money that I have and quickly change it and keep it again. Because I'm being told that by whatever is being done, if what is being done is true from what we hear, then by the time this thing goes back again, it will go over. Well, you know, it's like pouring beer in a glass. If you have too much foam, it overflows. So these are questions that I want our experts to answer. They have the forum here. You call us. We give you the chance to come and profile your solution.
Awiri. Let's go to the Daily Trust newspaper on page 8. Dowing College, parental, medical negligence, killed Sylvester Oromoni.
Yes, so this is the coroner's report. Pure and simple. The coroner, the court verdict on Oromoni, Sylvester Oromoni, has confirmed that he died due to septicaemia resulting from infections in his lungs and kidneys, originating from an ankle wound. The infections are originating from an ankle wound, according to an autopsy report. The coroner, Mikhail Kadiri, who presided over the proceedings, disclosed that while explaining the autopsy report at the Ogun Magistrate Court, popularly called Sam Ilori Court, on Monday in Lagos, he says, "No evidence of blunt force trauma in this body. The findings in the esophagus and stomach are not compatible with chemical intoxication." Remember, okay, it was said okay. That his friends applied.
Yeah.
What I was saying.
Yeah.
They say death in this case is natural. But he now added, and this is very, very crucial, Sylvester's death could have been avoided with proper parental and medical care. I read it somewhere that the dad has disagreed with the coroner's verdict. But that is what we have here.
Let's go to the HealthWise Plus page of the Punch newspaper.
Yes, yes, I kept up the flag.
Yes.
On
yes.
This HealthWise.
Impressive.
Kept up the flag. Because it was, he particularly, he says, listen to this story, it's very, very crucial. Burying corpses near rivers can cause disease outbreak. So some that maybe throw the body in the water to say the gods have whatever, throw the Ejeka Jusomi, whatever, it can cause disease outbreak in their body. Another thing, blood transfusion before test may affect genotype results. Okay, so if you don't know your genotype, let it be known before there's a blood transfusion or else it may affect the results. Lagos and federal government working for waterway safety, says Lasema. This is good to know in the light of various accidents that we have heard in recent times. Explosive storage rules under review after Ibadan explosion. You remember what happened in the case of the explosions? These people are talking to me. Oh,
what's that? What they say?
This is has frightened me. Hey,
what
they think you love me? Oh. Listen to this carefully. I'm also guilty. I am extremely guilty. And I hope I don't pay for it. Cardiologists and public health physicians have warned Nigerians against excessive consumption of cold water, or what you call ice water. Don't drink ice water. Drink room temperature. Stressing that it can lead to serious heart conditions and other health problems. I can drink... I still drank a glass at 2 a.m. this morning.
Oh, wow.
I can't drink. I find it so difficult to drink. I don't want, I'm not even law. I better just watch it, okay? They say that adults who frequently consume cold water, especially during hot weather, are putting themselves at risk of heart-related health complications. Somebody who has been putting a gun to my head on this issue will be happy to hear this. And that it increases the chances, if you drink cold water, it increases chances of a sore throat and nasal congestion. And that it can lead to the contraction of blood vessels, which in turn disturbs digestion. Ah. You know when you just like a whole bottle of ice water, you use it to push down like a giri and goat meat. You better be careful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it says the experts explain that cold water causes the stomach to contract, making digestion more difficult after eating. I need to go and study this thing. But this is the last time you are going to see me with a bottle of water. Well, what about if you want to drink?
Sure.
If I don't want to die, sincerely. You know, the older you get, the more careful you get. I don't know. What about having drinks?
Yeah, I think what they're saying is shouldn't be too much.
It shouldn't be too much. Mm. It shouldn't be too much. Okay.
Mm.
So I'll drink only cold water during lunch.
That can work.
During lunch only.
During lunch only?
Yes.
That can work.
I don't know if it depends on what, if you're eating a wandodo, whether or you're eating salad or any of these things.
You know, one part there that I kind of like, I don't know, it's not that I drink cold water anyway. I'm just saying that they're saying that, you know, if you drink cold water during hot weather, you are proper.
What else can you drink during hot weather?
It's hot weather. So what else do you want me to drink?
That's what I know.
Well, I don't take anything cold anyway, so.
Oh, you don't? My drinks must either be very cold or very hot. If I'm drinking tea, it will burn my tongue. If I'm drinking whatever. And by the time you mix everything, when it gets there, it will sort itself out. I drink a lot of tea.
A lot of tea.
In a day, I drink 4 to 5 cups. To tea shen one.
I drink cold tea.
No, hot tea. Hot,
okay.
Hot tea.
No, when they say oti shewa, that means very cold. Like
or very hot.
Cold.
The two of them are going to prison.
Let's go to the Metro page now.
Let's go now. Junior Pope, remains of Let's Make Up artist buried in Akwa Ibom. Soldier in custody for allegedly stabbing motorcyclist in Lagos bar. Testimony backlash. Oh, no. These pastors, I don't know. Increasingly, our pastors are...
You heard the story.
Yes. Yeah. I saw the video. He ran her down and said, how could you be a law graduate? Now, it turns out that she was a law graduate. But I like what he's done. He's apologized to her. The famous Auntie Aduni believes that the whole thing is a scam.
It was all.
Oh, yes, the famous Auntie Aduni, who we had here 2 weeks ago, believes that it was a scam and that it's all to get attention. Okay, Lagos resumes demolition of buildings on drainage. Netizens kick. AC explosion blamed as fire got UITH pharmacy. Lagos State News. Minister urges Lagos to showcase Ekpe fishing potential. Lasso Center advocates better motor management. What's that? 76 pedestrians arraigned for crossing highways. Do not cross the highways, please. Use the pedestrian crossing.
Right. We'll take that of the trust.
That of the trust, which would concentrate on the north, I think. Two teenage girls down in Niger Kano mishap. Three illegal tax collectors now forbidden drivers conveying palliatives in Benue. Bauchi, police intercept stolen tanker with 35 tons of vegetable oil. Two feared dead as cultist strike in Kwara. Wicked releases 100 bikes to hard to reach areas. So they have Okada in some place in Abuja. What is this? Why military widows deserve support? RCCG. I agree, they deserve support. But what about the personnel themselves? As I speak, my famous team of about four, who fought during the Civil War, last time I checked, they hadn't gotten anything. How does it happen that we keep coming advocating on... Is it that nobody listens? Nobody has reacted? We haven't heard anybody from the authorities write us a letter to say what exactly is going on. It's treated as business as usual. Is this habit that we have that accumulates to produce people who can do that so-called invasion on Saturday. These are a bunch of completely frustrated people. They don't believe anything. One of them said, oh, we were told that my life is going to be better. He said, come, we are in for everything. He's a lecturer. But that is what suffer helps. It takes the thinking out of the brain.
Why is your thinking totally? That's got editorial in the trust.
The editorial in the trust, Africa must learn from Senegal's polls. We don't have much time, so let me read one or two paragraphs. We believe, this is the Daily Trust, say that, we believe that ordinary citizens, listen to this very well, ordinary citizens hold the key to the success of democracy in Africa, if only they can unite and call off the ploy of politicians to use religion and tribe to grab power. The Senegalese have shown the way. Otherwise, under normal circumstances, I don't think that man, the 44-year-old, would have made president, but they were resolute. And they said that we hope other African leaders will take lessons from what happened to ex-president Macky Sall and begin to respect the tenets of democracy. Under no circumstances should any leader feel that he alone can rule his country or he alone has a magic wand to improve the lot of the nation. Can I take one more paragraph?
We have to go now.
We have to go. From the way you were looking, and you were not even looking at me, but this man, he needs to stop and just let us go. I will let you go. I'll be back at 9.
Yes, 9 Daily Digest will be back. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Because that's our show. Kofi is back at the top of the hour with the news and the rest of the morning crossfire. Stay here, please.
Is your heart racing because your MTN line is blocked? You can't make calls. You can't receive
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.